on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Top 25 Rundown presented by The Sportscast.
This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is April 10, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review to help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on the Sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast1, and check out the Sportscast in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. Well, the weekend after, we've made it. And we had South Carolina finishing off the perfect season. And UConn, for the men, becoming the first team since Florida in 2007 to go back-to-back. For South Carolina, they finished a perfect 38-0. And their matchup with Iowa, well, it was more balanced for South Carolina than Iowa. But the game Iowa had against UConn the 2 days before, that was a classic that, even if it was a foul that Edwards had gotten for the block. Calling it with under 9 seconds is kind of felt childish, but that's neither here nor there. Iowa did make it, and they were led by Caitlin Clark, who had 30 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Then you had Martin with 16 points, 5 rebounds. Hannah Stolke had 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. For South Carolina, you had Johnson, who had 19 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. And Cardozo, she had 15 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, getting her another double-double. And South Carolina pulled away and won 87-75. And after that game ended and Caitlin Clark walked away from Iowa, they did announce today they are going to retire her number 22 jersey. Number 22, yes. They are going to retire it. She ends the year with averaging 31.6 points, 7.4 rebounds, 8.9 assists. And right now she is an overwhelming favorite to be the number one draft pick in the upcoming WNBA draft. So we'll see how that goes. But congratulations to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks for finishing out the perfect season at 38-0. Now let's jump over to the men. UConn and Purdue played in the final, and it was a close game in the first half, but in the second half, UConn was able to pull away, and they won by 15. Zach Edey, in the final game of his college career, averaged another double-double. He had 37 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Smith averaged, he had 12 points, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. He was the second leading scorer on the team. For UConn, Tristan Newton was the leading scorer. He had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. He was followed by Stephen Castle, who had 15 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. And then Donovan Clingan had 11 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. And he was busy with Edie. Zach Edey got off to a hot start, but once UConn calmed down, they were able to pull in the second half. So they're the first team to repeat since University of Florida 2006-2007. Congratulations to them. And after the game, Dan Hurley was talked about in a few open coaching positions, like Kentucky, John Calipari just left to take a pay cut to go to Arkansas. He was asked afterwards if he wanted to go there, and Hurley said, no, I'm trying to go back for make a three-peat at UConn. And the head coach at Alabama, May, was asked as well. He said he was staying with Alabama, so we'll see how that goes. For Stanford, the women's, Tara DeWeaver, she just finished her 45th season, and she had just gotten the overall coaching record for women. She decided this year she would walk away. And she is the NCAA winningest basketball coach. She won 3 national championships at Stanford. She was there for 38 years, got in 14 Final Four. She had coached at Idaho and Ohio State before those two. Her record is 1,216-271. So she has had a heck of a career. We will see how that goes. Gina Auriemma right now is only 3 behind her marks. We will see how that goes. And another coach, Green Bay's Kevin Boyce, says he's actually going to retire from college basketball. He won 821 games in over 37 years head coaching career. He was 821 and 360. And the only active coach with more division wins than him was DeWeaver, UConn's Gina Auriemma, Iowa's Lisa Bluter, Little Rock's Joe Foley, and North Carolina State's Wes Moore. So congratulations to both those coaches, and we wish them nothing but the best. Caitlin Clark won her second Wooden Award. Or second consecutive Wooden Award. And I believe today also Zach Edey won his as well. He did. He won it again. So we will congratulations to both of them. He was the first repeat winner in 40 years. The last repeat winner was Ralph Sampson, so he is in pretty elite territory right there. Many congratulations to him, and as he's going to go into the NBA this year, we're going to see how that goes. Let's look real quick at the final poll for the men and the women. For the men, we have UConn at number one, Purdue at number two, Alabama and Houston are tied at number three, Tennessee's number five, Illinois is number six, North Carolina's number seven, Iowa State's number eight, Duke is number nine, NC State's number 10, Marquette's number 11, Arizona's number 12, Creighton's number 13, Clemson's number 14, Gonzaga's number 15, Baylor's number 16, San Diego State's number 17, Auburn's number 18, Kansas number 19, Kentucky's number 20, St. Mary's is 21, Utah State's 22, Washington State's 23, Dayton's number 24, and South Carolina's number 5 for the men. For the women, you have South Carolina number 1, Iowa number 2, UConn number 3, NC State's number 4, USC's number 5, LSU's number 6, Texas's number 7, Oregon State's number 8, Stanford's number 9, UCLA's number 10, Notre Dame's number 11, Indiana's number 12, Baylor's number 13, Gonzaga's number 14, Colorado's number 15, Ohio State's number 16, Duke's number 17, Virginia Tech's number 18, Kansas State's number 19, Syracuse's number 20, Oklahoma's number 21, Utah's number 22, Creighton's number 23, West Virginia's number 24, and Iowa State rounds out the top 25. All right, so since we've been here last week, we have seen that the ACC was trying to delay Florida State's lawsuit that was denied by the judge. The NCAA is looking at for transfers, being able to transfer to a different school and not having to wait on a year. So we're going to see how that goes. They're also looking at consumer protection system for the NIL for those athletes. We'll see how that goes. The NAIA, they have decided to ban trans athletes from women's sports. I've got a feeling we're going to be hearing more about that another time, so I'm just going to leave that alone now. It's going to be talked about, and I think it's going to open up a hornet's nest, but we will see what happens. One thing that was pretty cool last week was Cal State Marcos, baseball and softball coaches, player Julian Alabayati. She played softball and baseball on the same day. She became just the second player in collegiate history in First and Division II to appear in formal baseball and softball games on the same day. So, congratulations to her. We're going to see how that goes. And we've got the men's Frozen Four coming up this weekend with Boston College, Boston, Denver, and Michigan all competing for a chance at the championship. So we wish them good luck. We'll see how that goes. Go ahead and jump into college softball rankings. We've got number one with a record of 34-1. Duke number two with a record of 29-3. Georgia number three with a record of 29-6. Tennessee number four with a record of 28-5. Texas number five with a record of 29-5. Oklahoma State number six with a record of 17-2. LSU number 7 with a record of 29-4. Stanford number 8 with a record of 27-6. Washington number 9 with a record of 25-5. Florida number 10 with a record of 31-5. Missouri number 11 with a record of 29-7. UCLA is number 12 with a record of 20-8. Virginia Tech's number 13 with a record of 25-8-1. Texas A&M is number 14 with a record of 28-7. Alabama's number 15 with a record of 29-8. Mississippi State's number 16 with a record of 25-9. Clemson's number 17 with a record of 24-10. Florida State's number 18 with a record of 24-9. Arkansas's number 19 with a record of 26-9. Cal's number 20 with a record of 26-10. Baylor's number 21 with a record of 19-12. Oregon's number 22 with a record of 20-12. Texas State's number 23 with a record of 29-8. Louisiana's number 24 with a record of 29-8. And South Carolina rounds up the top 25 with a record of 26-10. So we're getting close to the super regionals. We're going to see how that goes. And Florida State's Lottie won Augusta Nationals Women Amateur. So congratulations to her. For the indoor track, Texas Tech was able to win the 2024 men indoor track. So congratulations to him for that. For the women, Arkansas repeated from last year and won the 2024 indoor track title. Congratulations to them. Doing a quick recap of the winter sports champions. So, we have the men's gymnastics championship coming up soon. Same for the women, we have Arkansas, LSU, California, Stanford, Florida, Utah, Oklahoma, and Alabama as the teams that have advanced for the championships. It'll be the 18th and the 20th for the women. So we wish all of them good luck in that. So For bowling, we have double elimination. You have Jacksonville State, one seed, going against Sam Houston. You have Arkansas State going against Youngstown State. So we'll see how the double elimination goes, and the championship will be this Saturday. So we wish them good. For fencing, Harvard won the national championship for that, so congratulations to them. TCU won the national rifle championship. Congratulations to them. For the men gymnastics, you have Stanford, Oklahoma, Michigan, Illinois, Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State, California Navy, Air Force, Springfield, and Greenville. And right now you have defending champion Stanford at the top, so we will definitely see how that goes for them. Wish them good luck. For skiing, Colorado won the skiing championship for the winter sports, so we congratulate them on that. Now it's time to jump into the spring sports since, well, it's that time of the year. The last rankings we're going to do for today are men and women lacrosse and baseball. For baseball, we have Arkansas number one with a record of 27-3. We have Clemson number two with a record of 28-3. We have Texas A&M number three with a record of 28-4. Tennessee's number four with a record of 26-6. Oregon State's number five with a record of 26-4. Vanderbilt's number six with a record of 25-7. Duke's number seven with a record of 24-8. Kentucky's number eight with a record of 27-4. East Carolina's number nine with a record of 23-7. Florida State's number 10 with a record of 26-5. Virginia's number 11 with a record of 25-7. UC Irvine's number 12 with a record of 24-4. North Carolina's number 13 with a record of 26-6. Wake Forest number 14 with a record of 21-10. Dallas Baptist number 15 with a record of 25-6. Virginia Tech's number 16 with a record of 21-8. UCF's number 17 with a record of 21-8. Oregon's number 18 with a record of 22-8. Louisiana's number 19 with a record of 24-8. Coastal Carolina's number 20 with a record of 22-9. Oklahoma State's number 21 with a record of 21-11. Mississippi State's number 22 with a record of 21-12. Nebraska's number 3 with a record of 22-7. Florida's number 4 with a record of 17-14. And Alabama rounds up the top 25 with a record of 22-10. Now for men's lacrosse, we have Notre Dame number 1. So let's see. All right, we have Notre Dame number one with a record of 7-1, UVA number two with a record of 10-1, Duke number three with a record of 10-3, Maryland number four with a record of 7-3, Johns Hopkins number five with a record of 8-3, Georgetown number six with a record of 8-2, Denver number seven with a record of 8-2, Yale number eight with a record of 7-2, Syracuse number nine with a record of 9-4, Cornell number 10 with a record of 7-3, Penn State number 11 with a record of 7-3, Army number 12 with a record of 8-2. Princeton number 13 with a record of 7-3. Penn number 14 with a record of 7-4. Harvard number 15 with a record of 7-3. Boston number 16 with a record of 7-3. Richmond number 17 with a record of 7-4. Colgate number 18 with a record of 7-4. St. Joseph's number 19 with a record of 7-3. And Pelson rounds up the top 20 with a record of 8-3. For the women, we have Northwestern number one with a record of 11-2. Syracuse number 2 with a record of 11-3. Boston College number 3 with a record of 12-2. Maryland number 4 with a record of Michigan number 6 with a record of 13-1. Loyola number 7 with a record of 12-1. Johns Hopkins with a record of 12-4. Florida number 9 with a record of 12-2. Yale number 10 with a record of 10-1. Virginia number 11 with a record of 11-3. Penn number 12 with a record of 8-3. Denver number 13 with a record of 10-3. James Madison number 14 with a record of 10-3. Stony Brook number 15 with a record of 11-2. North Carolina number 16 with a record of 8-5. Princeton number 17 with a record of 7-4. Stanford number 18 with a record of 8-3. USC number 19 with a record of 10-3. Colorado number 20 with a record of 8-4. Navy number 21 with a record of 10-3. Harvard number 22 with a record of 8-2. Fairfield number 13 with a record of 20, ranked number 23 with a record of 12-1. Penn State number 24 with a record of 7-6. And Duke number 25 with a record of 9-6. And that about wraps up the different rankings for sports in college that we're going to get to today. Tune in next week. We will not only take a look more into baseball and softball, but we'll see more of the coaching hires from men's basketball and women's basketball as well, just seeing where different coaches are going to go and see what else happens. This has been Alan West from Top 25 Rundown. Have a good night, everybody.